Good morning, REM family, and happy Thanksgiving.
REM 的家人们，大家早上好，感恩节快乐。
It is so good to see all of us coming together today to worship God. And if you haven't been here for a while, welcome back.
真的很高兴看到我们聚在一起来敬拜神。如果你有一段时间没回来了，欢迎你回来。
If you came with a friend or a family,For the first time, or it's been a while, we'd love to get to know you. So stick around, ask your friend to introduce you to the REM family.
如果你是第一次带你的朋友或者家人来的话，我们想要认识你，所以请你留下来，让你的朋友或者家人向你们介绍 REM 大家庭。
If there's one thing that I learned from the pandemic, is that you cannot take the simple things in life for granted.
疫情教会了我一件事，那就是你真的不能以为你生命中的点点滴滴都是理所当然的。
Even us being here this morning, it is truly by God's grace
that we can worship Him. 包括我们今天能够在这里敬拜他，也真的实在是神的恩典。
So the first thing I want all of us to do is to take your cell phone, if you're holding one right now, put it in your pocket or put it in the pocket in front of you. You will not need it.
第一件我想让大家做的事情呢，就是把你的手机放进你的口袋里。或者是放进你面前椅子背后的口袋里。我们今天不需要手机。
Because take a minute and picture yourself being in the throne room of God right now.
请你大家花点时间，想象一下你现在正在神的宝座前。
There are millions of angels singing holy and holy, holy.Elders laying down their crowns before the Lamb of God.
你的周围有千万的天使在大唱圣哉圣哉圣哉，所有的长老们都俯伏敬拜在神的羔羊的面前。
And you wouldn't want to be the one that's holding your cell phone in front of Almighty God.
难道你在我们全能神面前想要刷手机吗？
So put it away, and if you really need to make a call or text somebody because you just can't hold it, you can do it outside the sanctuary.
如果你真的需要打电话或者发短信，请你离开这个房间，在外面打电话。
And then you can come back.
然后你再回来。
I'm going to give the announcement, pray, and then we'll get right into God's word this morning.
我会先给大家一个通告，然后我们一起祷告，然后我们就进入今天的讲道。
So we have 2 days before the group registration closes for this cross conference.
据我们这个十字会报名的截止期还有两天。
This is a mission conference for those who are 18 to 25, including high school seniors.
这是面向18到25岁的，包括高年级的高中生的一个宣道会。
And as I told you before, we only have one life on this earth, and we want that life to count.
像我之前强调的那样，我们的人生有限，我们希望我们的人生有意义。
One day you and I will stand in front of our Creator, and I want you to hear good and faithful servant as you see Him face to face.
有一天我们都会站在我们的造物主面前，我希望我和你都能听见他对我们说，你这忠心又良善的仆人。
And the only way to make your life count is to make His name known.
让你的生命有价值的方法就是传扬耶稣的名。
So parents, encourage your youth to go.
父母们，鼓励你们的孩子们参加这个会吧。
And young people, if you haven't signed up, I want us to go together, experience Jesus together, and live for His kingdom together.
年轻人们，我想跟你们一起去经历耶稣，去传扬他的名，去为他而活。
And I have something that's really exciting, really thankful I want to share with you this morning.
有一件我特别特别感恩的事，我真的很想跟你们
分享。Because you have heard that our leadership is sponsoring $150 per person to cover some of the cost.
你大概已经听说了，我们教会会赞助每个人150块钱，在这个宣道会的费用上。
Because we think it's a worthy investment in your life.
因为我们知道这是一个非常有意义的你人生的一笔投入。
And God is good. He's so good.
神是美善的，他是超乎我们所求所想的好。
Last Sunday, I was in my study room.
上个星期我在我的书房。
And I got a call from a church family.
我接到了一个教会家庭的一个电话。
And they told me they really want our students to go, and so they will cover the rest of the cost, so you can go for free.
他告诉我们，他们告诉我，他们真的很想看见我学生去参加这个会，所以他们愿意负担剩余的费用，所以我们的学生们都可以免费去参加。
So REM family, let's give thanks to our God.
让我们为此感谢神。
I hope you see that God is moving a mighty way in this generation.
我希望你们能看见神在我们这一代年轻人身上大能的工作。
And I want you to be part of it, and I don't want you to miss out.
我希望你能够在这个事工上有份，我不希望你错过它。
So when you get home this afternoon, don't take your cell phone out right now. When you get home this afternoon, make sure you go ahead and sign up.
我鼓励你们今天下午回到家就去报名。
You can scan the QR code outside as well. There are two sheets posted on the bulletin board, so you can find the QR code.
你可以在外面扫 QR 码，或者在这个上面屏幕上你也能看见，可以扫码。
Good. Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we come before you this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前。
Will you just draw our hearts to you?
让你把我们的心归向你。
Help us to see you as king of this universe, as the creator sitting on the throne right now.
让我们真的能看见你就是这个世界的造物主，让我们看见你坐在宝座上。
And we come into your throne room, we come to see your excellence, to see your glory, to worship you.
主啊，我们来到你的宝座面前，我们就是为了要敬拜，为了要尊崇，为了要赞美你。
We don't want this Sunday worship to be just another Sunday.
我们不希望这个主日又像平常的其他的主日一样。
We want to be a better Sunday.
我们希望这是一个更好的主日敬拜。
When we see you, that you move in the hearts of your people.
你在人的心里面做工。
That you give us joy and you call us to live for your kingdom.
你给我们喜乐，你给我们为你的国而活的意义。
That your word has power and purpose in our life.
你的话有你和旨意在我们的人生中有极大的意义。
So Father, we thank you for this morning.
父啊，我们真的是感谢你，感谢你让我们今早聚在一起。
Thank you that we can come and worship you.
谢谢你让我们能够来到这里来敬拜你。
We thank you and praise you. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.All right, Tech Tink, thank you.
谢谢我们的技术组。
Actually, let me take a moment to thank all the tech team and the sound team and all the worship team.
我想真的感谢一下我们的技术组，还有我们的音响组。
Because they are the people that hide in the room and you don't see them, but they make all these work.
他们是幕后的工作者，你们看不见他，但是我们这讲到所需要的一切都需要他们的支持。
So.At least for my youth, thank you, Jara, thank you, Samuel, and Hannah. Thank you, guys.
谢谢 Jara, Samuel, and Hannah.
Oh, look, you guys got to clap. All right, we're celebrating Thanksgiving with our friends and family this week.
这个星期我们和我们的家人朋友一起来庆祝感恩节。
And I asked this question to some of my student leaders last week.
上个星期我问了一些我的学生领袖，问他们这个问题。
I asked them, what is one thing you dislike or you dread about Thanksgiving?
你认为对你来说感恩节让你最不喜欢的一点是什么？
And to my surprise, many of them said the one thing they dislike is how people often go around and give fake thanks during this week when don't actually mean it.
让我非常惊讶的一点就是他们当中的很多人都说在这一周我们都会互相串门互相感谢对方但是实际上我们心里并不是真正这么想的
God, I thank you for my life
神啊谢谢你给了我生命
I thank you for my job
谢谢你给了我一份工作
I thank you for my health and my house
谢谢你给我健康的生命给了我一个房子住
God, I thank you for my children
我为我的孩子们感谢你。
Or you might say, God, thank you for my parents.
我为我的父母们也感谢你。
And if you're more spiritual, you might say, God, thank you for my church.
如果你更加属灵的话，那你就会说，神啊，我为教会来感谢你。
Or you might say, God, I thank you for Jesus and the cross.
我为耶稣和他的十字架来感谢你。
Do we actually mean what we say?
我们真的是这样认为的吗？
Because if we do, I promise that your life will be so joyful and we'll actually live our lives very differently.
如果你真的是这么认为的话，我可以向你保证，你的生命会非常的喜乐，你的生命会完全的不一样。
So we're going to practice Thanksgiving with something very basic this morning.
今天早上让我们来一起练习为小事谢恩。
So I want you to follow my command in the next minute.
请大家听我说的。
So I want you to take a deep breath in.
你们一起深吸气。
And then hold it for a little bit and breathe out.
然后稍微停一下，然后把它呼出来。
Now take another one.
再吸气。
And breathe out.
再呼气。
Do you realize that our life, my life, your life could end right now?
你们有没有意识到我们的生命的气息可能在随时会停止？
If God doesn't sustain us, that could have been our last breath.
如果不是神的保守，这可能是我们呼的最后一口气。
And we will see him face to face.
然后我们将面对面的见主。
And for some of us, that would be amazing.
对我们中的一些人来说，这是好的无比的。
But for some of you, that would be the worst news in your life.
但对我们当中的另外一些人来说，这可能是你人生中最坏的消息。
Think for a second. There are billions of people on this planet right now.
你们想一下，就此时此刻，现在我们的星球上有数十亿的人。
And in this moment, there's some who are breathing their last breath.
有些人正在咽下他们的最后一口气。
And there are newborn babies taking their first gasp.
而有些新生儿正在开始他们的第一次呼吸。
There are people at the height of their emotions.
有些人在经历人生的高峰。
And there are some people at the bottom of their life.
有些人在经历人生的低谷。
Billions of people.
数十亿的人。
And there are billions of galaxies.
我们也这个星球上也有我们的宇宙中也有数十亿的星系。
And at this moment, they're perfectly orbiting and being displayed in the universe.
他们正在宇宙中井然有序的运行。
And so the psalmist look up to the heaven and he says this.What is the man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
所以诗人就向天发出了这样的感慨。人算什么，神啊，你竟然眷顾他？诗人算什么，你竟然眷顾他
？So out of these billions of galaxies and billions of people on this planet, your life right now is being sustained by your Creator.
在这数十亿的星系和数十亿的人当中，你的生命现在完全被神所掌握。
Thank you, Jesus. You are keeping me alive. You're holding me together.
你让我仍旧活的，是你在一直保守着我。
You're right here, worthy of our praise and worship.
你就在这里与我们同在，你配得我们一切的赞美和称颂。
God's word tells us that thanksgiving and joy are deeply connected. They're one and the same.
神的话告诉我们，感恩和喜乐是紧密相连的，他们同为一体。
And so in Psalm 107, verse 22, and let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in song of joy.
诗篇107篇告诉我们，你们要以感谢为祭献给他，欢呼述说他的作为。
Psalm 9, verse 1, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds.
诗篇第九篇也说到耶和华呀，我要全心称谢你，我要述说你一切奇妙的作为。
In Psalm 97:12 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous, and give thanks to His holy name."
诗篇九十七篇说到，义人呐，你们当靠耶和华欢喜，你要称赞他的圣名。
So you see, thanksgiving and joy, they're deeply connected.
所以你们看见感恩和喜乐真的是紧密相连的。
Picture someone in your life who is full of joy.
你们想象一下，在你们生命中出现的一个常常喜乐的人。
I think of that person in your head.
在脑海里想象一下那个人。
Isn't he or she also a person of gratitude?
他难道不是也是一个常常感恩的人吗？
You'll never find a joyful person who does not give thanks.
你找不到，永远找不到一个不感恩的人，却能够常常喜乐的人。
The opposite is true. A person who lacks joy is often found complaining and criticizing.
相反的也是一样的，一个不会喜乐或者是缺乏喜乐的人，他会常常的抱怨，也常常的批判。
So this is what it means to give thanks. This is what happens when you give thanks.
当你感谢的时候，会发生下面这样的情形。
When you give thanks, it tells your brain that you are blessed and you treasure what has been given to you.
当你在感恩的时候，你的大脑会告诉你你是有福的，你就会珍惜你所拥有的一切。
And it increases your delight to the one that bless you.
你会开始喜悦给你祝福的人。
And a person who does not give thanks is a person who does not value or treasure others.
一个不懂感恩的人，他不会珍惜别人。
So when you give thanks, you acknowledge that you are the recipient of grace and mercy.
当我们感恩的时候，我们知道我们是恩典，我们是怜悯的接受者。
When you give thanks, You remember that you belong to God as his sons and daughters.
当你感恩的时候，你知道你是属于神的，你是他的儿女。
When you give thanks, you delight and honor the one that blessed you.
当你感恩的时候，你会喜悦和尊崇给你祝福的神。
So we're going to go into the Word of God this morning.
我们现在开始进入我们今天的讲道。
I want to talk to you about Apostle Paul and the church in Philippi.
今天的讲道内容是关于腓立比教会和使徒保罗的。
I want to talk to you about this church and Paul's letter because within them holds a recipe of a special kind of joy.
我之所以想谈他们，是因为保罗的书信中饱含了一个秘诀，这个秘诀能够给你一种超然的特殊的喜乐。
This is a kind of joy that's far superior than anything this world can offer.
这是远胜于世间一切的喜乐。
And it's consistent both in good times and bad times.
无论在顺境还是逆境中，这个喜乐都始终如一，不曾改变。
The book of Philippians is probably the best letter you want to read if you want to find out what a maturing church looks like.
如果你想知道一个正在成熟中的教会是怎么样的，腓立比书可以给你答案。
It's not an already mature church, but a maturing one.
它并不是一个已经成熟的教会，它是一个正在成熟中的教会。
One that still has some rough edges, but it's growing into the fullness of Christ and is marked with love.Humility, truth, and boldness.
它是一个正在成长中的教会，它还并没有成熟。但是它在基督里面更加丰满的成长。爱心、谦卑、真理和勇敢是它的标志。
Philippians is a letter of joy and thanksgiving.
腓立比书是一封充满了爱、恩典和喜乐的书信。
You don't find any stern rebukes or corrections.
你不会在里面找到一些很严厉的纠正或者斥责。
It's full of joy and encouraging words. What a maturing church look like.
它充满了鼓舞人心的话，告诉你了什么是一个正在成熟中的教会。
When Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, he's at the end of his life.
当保罗给腓立比教会写信的时候，他的生命已经接近尾声。
He's under house arrest in Rome for 2 years.
他正被软禁在罗马，被软禁了大概两年。
During this time, he wrote 4 letters.Philippians was one of them.
在这段时间，他写了四封书信，其中一封就是腓立比书。
And when he's writing to this church, he's under house arrest, waiting for his trial before Emperor Nero.
当他在写这封信的时候，他正在等待他的判决，从尼禄皇帝来的判决。
So I want to make a few quick observations about Paul.
让我们来看看保罗现在处于什么样的情形。
Right, he has lost his freedom.
他失去了自由。
He's locked away so he cannot do what he loves to do, which is go around and tell people that Jesus is the Son of God.
他被关起来了，所以他不能够去做他想做的事。他想做的事就是让人认识耶稣。
And he can possibly die after the trial.
他很可能会被判死刑，也会死去。
So he lost his freedom.
他失去了自由。
He lost the ability to do what he loves.
他没有办法做他喜欢的事。
And his life is at stake.
他的生命随时都有危险。
Yet he opens his letter with thanksgiving and joy to this church.
但是他的信一开始就充满了感恩和喜乐。
What is Paul giving thanks for?
为什么保罗会这么的感恩呢？
In verse 3, we see that he says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you.
第三节讲到说，我每当想到你们就感谢我的神。
These are people, they're individuals that he has met in the past.
这些是他之前遇到过的人。
People that came to know Jesus, their Lord and Savior, people that are like his family.
那些来到耶稣面前的人，那些像他亲人们一样的人。
So when he thinks of them, he's full of thanksgiving.
当他想到他们的时候，他的心实在是充满了感恩。
And in verse 4 it says, Always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy.
第四节讲到说，每当我们我为你们大家祈求的时候，总是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Not just remembering these people, but Paul is praying for these people.
不仅仅只是想到这些人，保罗还在为这些人祷告。
And when he prays, he's filled with joy.
当他祷告的时候，他是欢欢喜喜的。
And I know a lot of time when we pray, we're filled with sorrow and anguish.
我知道当我们经常祷告的时候，我们的心里真是充满了一种悲伤，有的时候甚至是抱怨。
Like we plead to God to do something.
我们恳求神，你让神来做点什么。
God, will you just change my stubborn husband to love you?
神啊，可不可以改变我那固执的丈夫，让他真的开始爱你。
God, will you teach my children to stop wasting their lives?
神啊，能不能教会我的孩子们，让他们不再浪费时间，荒废他们的生命。
But Paul is saying, when I pray for you, you make me happy.
但是保罗在这里说的是，当我为你祷告的时候，我是欢欢喜喜的。
And when was the last time you prayed for someone that makes you happy?
你还记得上一次你欢欢喜喜的为别人祷告是什么时候吗？
For me, it was this past Tuesday when I was praying for my student leaders.
对我来说，就是上个星期二，当我为我的学生领袖祷告的时候，那时候我是欢欢喜喜。
I have a lot more I can say about them, but they make me happy.
我还有很多的让我觉得开心的祷告，我可以跟你们分享。
In verse 8.
第八节。
That should be 8, but that's not a threat. That should be 8. Verse 8, it says, For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus.
第八节讲到说，我能体会耶稣的心肠，切切的想念你们，这是神可以为我做见证的。
So Paul is locked away. He cannot be with these people.
保罗被关起来了，他没有办法跟这些人在一起。
But if he could, he would love them with the love of Jesus.
但是如果他可以的话，他想用耶稣的爱来爱这些人。
The same kind that Jesus demonstrated when he went onto that cross.
像耶稣在十字架上为我们舍命的爱。
So Paul is saying, I love you to the point I'm willing to lay down my life for you.
所以保罗的意思是，我爱你爱到一个地步，我愿意为你舍命。
Who in your life gives you such joy and such affection you're willing to lay down your life?
在你们生命中，有谁给你这样的爱，让你爱他爱到一个地步，愿意为他去死？
And in verse 5 and 7, we see the reason why Paul is so full of joy and thanksgiving.
第五节和第七节我们能看见为什么保罗如此的感恩和喜乐。
Verse 5 says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And verse 7, it is right for me to feel this way, because I hold you in my heart, you are partakers with me of grace.
第五节说你们从头一天到现在都一同分享福音的事工，我就为此感谢我的神。第七节讲到说，为你们众人，我有这样的思想是很恰当的，因为你们常常在我的心里。无论我是在捆锁之中，还是在辩护和证实福音的时候，你们都和我一起同享神的恩典。
So the basis of Paul's joy and thanksgiving has something to do with this partnership in the gospel, being partakers of grace.
所以，保罗感恩和喜乐的根基是与在福音事工上有关，以及同享神的恩典。
It wasn't a one-time thing, but it was a constant thing that started 10 years ago and continues to today.
它并不是一次性的事情，从十年前，这个教会开始的时候，一直到现在都没有间断。
And if you're visiting today for the first time, welcome. If you're hearing the term gospel for the first time, it simply means good news.
如果你是第一次来教会，我们欢迎你。但是如果你第一次听到福音这个词，他的意思就是指好消息。
So what is this good news?
所以这是什么好消息呢？
What is the gospel in its simplest sense?
福音的本质是什么呢？
If I were to ask the Christians in this room, why did Jesus die on the cross?
如果我问我们在座的基督徒，耶稣为什么在十字架上死？
What would your answer be?
你会怎么回答？
Think for a second. I don't know what would your answer be.
大家想一想。你会怎么说?
A few weeks ago, I asked that same question to my 4-year-old son.
几周前我问我四岁儿子同样这个问题。
Yeah, you got to start them early. And so I asked him, like, Arden, why did Jesus die on the cross?
我问他 Arden, 耶稣为什么死在十字架上?
And Arden replied,
Arden 回答说,
So we can know him.
所以我们能认识他。
And he's right.
他的回答是对的。
The good news is that we can know Jesus.
好消息就是我们能够认识耶稣。
Be known by him.
被他所认识。
And he calls you into the greatest joy of making him known to others.
他呼召你进入这极大的喜乐，为要传扬他的名。
The creator of this universe.
我们宇宙的创造者
One that holds billions of galaxies and sustains billions of people at this moment.
那个拥有着数十亿星系，掌控着数十亿人生命的创造者
He wants me.
他想要的竟然是我。
And he shows me what God is like by dying on that cross.
他借着耶稣在十字架上的死。
And if you don't know Jesus right now, and but you know God is tugging on your heart today.
如果你还不认识耶稣，但是你感受到神在向你的心说话。
I want you to come and talk to me after the service.
我希望你礼拜结束后能够来找我。
Because your life is created by Him, and right now you're separated from Him.
你的生命是他所造的，但是你现在在跟这个生命的源头隔离开了。
And when you're separated from the source of life and joy, you're not fulfilled and you're empty.
当你和这个喜乐和生命的源头隔开的时候，你的心里是没有满足的。
But you know there should be something greater.
但是你知道有一些更大的、更难的、你所不知道的事情。
Jesus is calling you into a relationship to follow Him, to enjoy Him, and to live for Him.
耶稣在呼召你，让你和他建立一种关系，让你认识他，让你跟随他，让你为他而活。
So we're going to look at how this church first got started.
让我们一起来看看这个教会最初是怎么建立的。
If you have your paper Bible, you can go ahead and write Acts chapter 16, verse 12 to 40 on the first page of Philippians, so you'll remember next time.
如果你拿着一本圣经的话，你可以在这个腓立比书的第一章写上《使徒行传》十六章，下次你读的时候你就会知道。
In Acts 16, verse 12, we read that Philippi is a leading city of Macedonia.
在使徒行传十二章，十六章，我们读到了，腓立比，它其实是一个马其顿的一个主要城市。
So think of metropolitan areas like LA, New York, Chicago, or DC.
所以想象一下，就像洛杉矶、纽约、芝加哥、DC 这样的大都市。
And we meet three characters at the beginning of this church.
在这个教会的一开始，我们将会见到三个人物。
Lydia, a slave girl, and a jailer.
Lydia, 一个被奴役的女孩和一个狱警。
Three very different people that became the church.
三个截然不同的人组成了这个教会。
So on a Sabbath day, Paul and his team, they heard about this prayer place, and they went to this riverside outside the city gate.
在一个安息日，保罗听说了在这个城门外边的河边有一个这样祷告的一个地方，他们就去了那里。
They went over and they found a group of women sitting there.
他们看见了一群妇女坐在那里。
They're probably gathering there for their weekly prayer meeting or Bible studies.
他们可能正在进行每周的祷告或者查经。
And Paul and his team just kind of show up.
然后保罗和他的同伴们就出现在了那儿。
And this is where we meet the first character, Lydia.
这就是我们第一个人物。Lydia 出场了。
Right, the Bible describes her as a person that sells purple goods from Thyatira, is a worshipper of God.
圣经上描述她，她是一个会卖紫色衣服的，然后在吕底亚和推亚推拉城间，在推亚推拉城间和马其顿间卖紫色衣服的商人。
And so let's make a couple observations about Lydia.
让我们来看看 Lydia 是个怎么样的人。
In today's term, she's a fashion business CEO.
用我们今天的话来讲，她是一个时尚商业的 CEO。
She goes back and forth between Macedonia and Minor Asia, sell all kinds of purple garments and fashion wares.
她会卖很多的紫色的衣服和各种各样的时尚服饰。
She owns a house in Thyatira and a house in Philippi.
他在腓立比和推亚推拉都有自己的房子。
It's like owning a house in New York City and LA.
想象下，就像你在洛杉矶或者纽约有房子一样。
And the Bible describes her as a worshipper of God.
圣经描述她是一个敬畏神的人。
So she's a very capable woman who's very successful in life.
她是一个非常能干的女人，她的生活也非常成功。
And as a worshipper of God, it means that she has chosen not to worship the many gods in the Greek Roman cultures.
她敬拜神就表明了她选择了不去敬拜那些希腊文化中的众多其他神灵。
But she has aligned herself with monotheism, worshiping Yahweh with the Jews.
她是单单的敬拜独一的真神，她和犹太人一起敬拜耶和华。
So Paul comes here and he hijacks the prayer meeting.
所以保罗呢就打断了这个祷告会。
He started talking to these women about Jesus being the Son of God.
他开始和这些父母讲说耶稣是神的儿子。
How Jesus died on the cross and came back to life on the third day.
耶稣是怎么死在十字架上，怎么样三天又复活。
And maybe Paul talked to them about repentance, surrendering their life to Jesus and living for God's kingdom.
保罗跟他们传讲悔改的信息。让他们把他们的生命献给神。
And in verse 14, we read, the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul.
第十四节我们读到说，主就开导他的心，让他留心听保罗所讲的。
So this prayer meeting quickly turned into a Bible study.
所以这个祷告会很快就变成了一个查经。
And Paul appealed to her with intellect.
保罗借着智慧和推理吸引了他。
This smart, sharp, capable woman,She understood the gospel in her mind.
这个聪明又能干的女人，她听懂了福音。
And so she received Jesus as Lord and Savior.
她接受了基督做她的主和她生命的救主。
But not just her, but her entire family, and they welcomed Paul and his team to their family.
不仅仅是她，还有她的一家人，他们把保罗和他的同伴都邀请到他们家里。
So you have Lydia, CEO lady, coming to Jesus.
所以你 Lydia 就是。和他的一家人一起都来到耶稣面前。
And then we meet the second character as Paul and his team came back to this prayer place at a second time.
当保罗和他的同伴们再次来到这个祷告会的时候，我们第二个人物出场了。
And on their way to the prayer place, they meet the slave girl.
他们遇见到了一个被奴隶的女孩。
And the Bible says she had a spirit of divination.
圣经描述说她里面有一个占卜的灵。
And she kept following Paul and his team and kept screaming out,These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation.
她一直跟着保罗和他的同伴们，然后一直大声喊叫说。
And she did that for days.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off. 她好几天都一直跟着他们，然后大喊说他们是至高神的仆人，向你们传讲得救的道。
So this is what we see with this slave girl.
这就是我们能看见这个奴隶女孩。
Unlike Lydia.
不像 Lydia.
She has no name, she has no identity.
她没有名字，也没有身份。
She was likely sold by her parents at a very young age.
她很可能在很小的时候就被她父母卖为奴隶。
She kind of closed her heart because she's hurt, she's damaged, she's broken.
她的心很可能是封闭的，因为她饱受折磨，她可能身心都受到摧残。
She's owned by someone else. She's poor and impoverished.
她是属于别人的，她不属于她自己，她又非常的贫穷。
And she's possessed by an evil spirit. Her life is totally out of control.
她被邪灵附体，她的生命完全不由她自己掌控。
So she's on the opposite spectrum of Lydia.
她跟 Lydia 是完全相反的人。
Because Lydia has everything together.
Lydia 拥有一切。
This girl has no identity, no wealth, no ownership, and no control of her life.
这个女孩呢，她一无所有，她没有身份，没有主权，也没有办法掌控她自己的人生。
And so Paul doesn't try to invite her to a Bible study.
保罗并没有邀请她来参加查经。
Paul doesn't appeal to her intellect.
他没有靠着智慧来吸引她。
But Paul simply spoke power into her life.
保罗只向她说了神的大能。
I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and it came out that very hour.
我奉耶稣基督的名，奉你从她身上出来，命你从她身上出来。那个鬼当时就出来了。
So Paul cast out this evil spirit inside of her.
保罗把那个鬼从她里面赶了出来。
And her life was changed forever.
她的生命完全的改变。
Because she doesn't have that spirit inside of her, she is no longer useful to her owner.
因为她没有那个邪灵在她里面，现在对她的主人来说，她已经没有任何价值和任何用处了。
She could no longer tell the future.
她没有办法再预言未来。
She's no longer useful.
她再也没有用了。
But now she's owned by Jesus.
但是现在她是耶稣的人。
She did not have an identity, and she was abandoned by her parents.
她并没有一个身份，她也被她的父母遗弃。
But now she's known by Jesus, and God is her father.
但是现在她被耶稣所知道。
And there is power in the name of Jesus.
神就是她的天父，在耶稣的名里满有大能，带着权柄。
So freeing the slave girl from her evil spirit did not bring the owner or the crowd to Jesus.
帮助这个奴隶女孩赶出她里面的鬼， 并没有把他的主人或者其他的人群带到耶稣面前。
Instead, it brought suffering to Paul and his team.
相反的，他们还逼迫了保罗和他的同伙。
The slave girl's owner realized that his fortune is now gone.
这个奴隶女孩，她的主人意识到，她现在她的财路断了。
So he seized Paul and Silas.
他抓住了保罗和希拉。
Drag them into the marketplace.
把他们拖进了这个公会。
Stirred up the crowds to attack them and beat them up.
他们还煽动所有的会众来鞭打他，斥责他。
And they get the Roman officer to come and beat up Paul and Silas.
然后他们还让这个罗马的官员过来打，责打鞭打保罗和希拉。
And so when that's all done, the officer, the Roman officer, ordered the jailer to keep Paul and Silas safe.
责打完毕之后。这个罗马官员就让狱警去严密看守保罗和希拉。
Listen to this. The officer ordered the jailer to keep them safe.
这个罗马官员让这个狱警去严密的看守保罗和希拉。
The jailer, who's our third character, he's told to keep them safe, but what does he do instead?
这个狱警呢，被告知要严密的看守他，但是他做了什么呢？
He puts them in the inner prison, which is the darkest and harshest condition.
他把他们放入了内监，就是那种最黑暗、条件最差的牢房。
He binds them in stocks.
他用木狗拴住他们的脚。
And this is not like an ordinary handcuff or chains around your ankles.
这不是你平常所想象的那种普通的手铐或者脚镣。
Back during Roman day, they would contort your body in a very uncomfortable position.
在罗马时期的时候，他们用狗来捆绑你，就让你的身体处于一个非常不舒服的姿势。
And they'll restrain you from moving at all, and then they will punish you more.
然后你就完全不能移动，这时候他们会更加严厉地惩罚你。
So this jailer is like our blue collar worker.
所以我们说这个狱警就像我们的蓝领工人一样。
He's there day in and day out. He has a sense of duty.
他日复一日地在那里，他也负责。
He works hard. He puts in his hours, and he provides for his family.
他努力工作，他每天按时上下班，他养家糊口。
But he's at a point in his life he's indifferent about other people.
但是他是冷漠的，他对人毫无关心。
He has no regards of other people's life.
他对人的性命也是不屑一顾。
He has seen the worst of the worst.
他已经见过最坏最害的事。
So if he had any dream, they probably died a long time ago.
如果他曾经有梦想，他们基本上早也消失殆尽了。
And so he works in the jail, so trust me when I say he has some rough edges.
他在监狱里工作，所以相信我，他一定不好惹。
You don't want to mess around with him because he'll probably just shove you on the wall and then throw you down the floor.
你不会想要惹他，如果你真的惹了他，他可能会把你推到墙上，然后把你扔到地上。
Probably all he wants to do every day is to get his job done, go home, have a beer, and watch some football.
也许他想要做的就是快点把工作做完，然后能够回家。喝杯小酒，看场球赛。
Unfortunately, he's on the night shift.
但是很不幸的是，他是加晚班。
How do we know that? Because he binds Paul and Silas, leaves them, and he goes take a nap.
为什么我们知道呢？就是因为他把保罗和希拉捆起来之后呢，他就离开他们了，像往常一样去小睡了。
So Paul and Silas are locked in this very uncomfortable position.
所以保罗和希拉被捆绑着，让他们处在一个非常不舒适的一个姿势。
But there is joy.
但是他们有喜乐。
There is joy.
他们有喜乐。
Because in the middle of the night, they started singing and praying and praising God.
在半夜的时候，他们开始祷告，开始赞美神。
And all the prisoners were listening.
所有的囚犯都在侧耳听。
And God came through.
这时候神来了。
There was an earthquake that shook the prison.
发生了一个大的震动。
And all the doors would open.
他震开了这个牢里所有的房门。
And when the jailer heard what happened, he woke up from his nap.
当这个狱警听说发生了什么时候，他一下子从梦里醒来。
And he saw all the doors would open. He was going to draw his sword and kill himself.
他看所有的门都打开了，他想所有的囚犯可能都逃出去了，所以他想要拔刀自杀。
Because if he doesn't, he's going to be held responsible for all the prisoners that might have escaped.
因为这些囚犯都逃出去了，他很有可能要被追究责任。
And that could put his family at risk.
可能他的家庭也会面临很大的麻烦。
So Paul cried out to him and said, "Do not harm yourself."
但是保罗大声地喊住他说，不要伤害你自己。
We are all here.
我们都在这里。
And so the jailer came with fear.
所以这个狱警就战战兢兢地过来了。
And he fell down before Paul and Silas.
他跪在了保罗和希拉的面前。
And he asked this question.
他问他们,
Sir, what must I do to be saved?
先生,我当怎样做才能得救?
That night, God did not just shake up the prison.
那天晚上,神不仅仅是震开了监狱的门,
but God shook up this jailer's heart.
神也震动了他的心。
He's not asking what he must do to avoid getting punished by his boss.
他并没有问说,我应该怎么样做才能避免上头的责罚。
But he's saying, I am lost in this life.
但他说的是, 我在我的人生方向中迷失了。
But now I see there is something more.
现在我看见了那奇迹,
something much bigger than me.
我看见了比我更大的事, 我不知道的, 我不理解的事。
And what must I do to take a hold of this?
我应该怎样行才能抓住它?
And God spoke purpose into this jailer's life.
神的旨意开始在这个狱警的身上。
Paul and Silas spoke the word of God to the jailer and his family, and they all believed in Jesus and got baptized.
保罗和希拉给狱警和他的, 家人们传福音, 他们都信了主, 并且受洗了。
And the Bible says there is joy.
圣经上说, 我们有喜乐。
The jailer rejoiced with his entire household because they had believed in God.
他们因为信神, 所以他和他的全家, 这个狱警和他的全家都非常的喜乐。
So this was the church of Philippi.
这就是腓立比教会。
You have Lydia, the CEO lady.
你有Lydia这个女CEO。
You have the slave girl who's possessed by evil spirit.
你有这个被邪灵附体的奴隶女孩。
And you have this blue-collar jailer, rough on the edges, indifferent, and did not mind torturing people.
你也有这个, 狱警, 他是一个蓝领工人一样的, 他没有爱心, 他漠不关心, 他也不在乎会不会折磨人。
But Jesus broke through all these barriers and brought three very different individuals together into this church.
但是耶稣突破了所有的障碍, 他把这三个截然不同的人放在了同一个教会。
This is as diverse of a church as you can possibly imagine.
这可能是你能想象的最多样化的一个教会。
The good news of Jesus appealed to their intellect.
耶稣的好消息颠覆了他们的认知。
Broke through with power.
带着神的权柄。
And gave them a purpose.
给了他们人生的意义。
But a lot of times we look at these letters and we think, oh, they became perfect instantaneously.
有的时候我们读这些信, 我们就觉得, 哦, 他们可能是瞬间就变得非常完美了。
But the reality is that it's messy.
但是事实却是, 这简直就是一个灾难。
The reality is that the CEO lady probably has a type A personality. Those of you who are type A, you know what I'm talking about.
这个事实很有可能, 这个CEO女士, 她就是一个A型血的性格。
She probably likes to micromanage everything and keeps everything done perfectly and in control.
她可能非常关注细节, 然后追求完美。
Think about, oh, go ahead, sorry.
然后不容的一丝错误。
Think about the slave girl.
你再想想这个奴隶女孩。
She probably has issue trusting men and older people.
她可能没有办法信任男人或者是老一些的人。
She probably doesn't know how to love anymore.
她很可能不知道如何去爱人。And
this jailer,
还有这个狱警,
probably still gets mad all the time.
她可能很容易暴躁。And
so you put three very different kind of people together, it is messy.
当你把这三个完全不同的人放在一起的时候,实在是大型灾难现场。But
it is also beautiful.
但它也是非常美妙的。
Because in Christ, they are brought together as a family.
因为他们在基督里合一, 在基督里, 他们被放在了同一个家庭。
These people are willing to go through the messiness together.
这些人, 他们愿意互相磨合。
As different as they are,
虽然他们各不相同,
they say, we're going to come together.
他说我们愿意齐心努力。
We're going to partner up with Paul.
我们要和保罗一起同工。
We're going to support him financially.
我们要在经济上支持他。
We're going to visit him.
我们要探访他。
We're going to support other churches.
我们要支持其他的教会。
We want Jesus to be made known just like how we have experienced him.
我们希望人都来认识耶稣, 就像我们所经历的那样。
And we're going to lay down our life and love each other.
我们要彼此相爱, 甚至愿意为对方舍命。
So what is the basis of Paul's unceasing joy and thanksgiving?
所以保罗他永不止息的感恩和喜乐。 那个根基到底是什么？
Is the transformation power of the gospel.
是福音能够翻转生命的大能。
Paul is locked up 10 years later and he's writing to this church.
十年之后，保罗再次被关起来了，他正在向这个教会写信。
As he's writing this letter, he remembers Lydia.
当他在写信的时候，他想起了 Lydia。
He remembers the slave girl, the jailer.
他想起了这个被奴隶的女孩，想起了狱警。
I wonder how they're doing.
他在想他们现在都过得怎么样呢？
Is the slave girl married now?
这个奴隶女孩是不是已经结婚了？
How many people have Lydia hosted in her house and tell them about Jesus?
Lydia 又向多少人传了福音呢？
How about the jailer?
这个狱警呢？
Does he recount that miracle that night with other prisoners?
他有没有跟其他的囚犯述说那天晚上的神迹？
And so Paul remembers watching the lives of these people being changed by God.
保罗深深地记得，他亲眼见证了这些人的生命是如何被耶稣翻转。
How the word of God, the power of God, and the purpose of God took a hold of them.
神的旨意、神的话以及神对他们所说的话是如何改变了他们的人生。
He remembers the time him and Silas was locked in stocks and just like he is now.
他记得他和希拉曾经也被关在了牢里，就像他现在一样。
Just 10 years ago, and he was singing hymns and praising God, and the gospel moved. God moved.
十年前，他和保罗祷告唱赞美诗的时候，神就做工了。
So 10 years later, he's in Rome. He's writing to these people in Philippi.
十年后，他。在罗马，他在给这腓立比教会写信。
And so he writes, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. It has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ.
所以他写到说，亲爱的弟兄们啊，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的更是叫福音兴旺。所以宫里的卫队和其余一切的人都知道，我是为了基督才受捆绑。
And if you're the jailer,
如果你是这个狱警,
you look at this and you know what Paul is talking about.
你读到这里，你就知道保罗在说什么。
Because you were there.
因为你就在那里。
10 years ago.
十年前。
In the jail when God moved.
当神在做工的时候，你就在这个监狱里。
And how God used that to advance the gospel.
神是如何借用那样的环境
来推广了福音。You were saved through that.
你也是因此得救。
And God is doing it again in Rome.
神再一次在罗马做工。
All the prison guards, all the city of Rome has heard of Jesus.
所有的狱警，所有的城市都听说过耶稣。
So Paul is rejoicing because the church is becoming bold for Jesus.
保罗喜乐是因为这个教会正因耶稣变得勇敢。
They're speaking about Jesus without fear.
他们毫无畏惧地谈论耶稣。
It's been 10 years now, even more on fire for God.
现在已经十年过去了。他们的心为着耶稣变得更加火热。
And Paul knows that some believers are preaching Jesus out of goodwill.
保罗知道有一些人，他们传讲耶稣是出于好意。
But there are also people who are preaching Jesus out of selfish ambition.
也有人，他也知道有些人，他们传讲基督是因着他们的私意、假意。
They preach Jesus trying to afflict more pain in Paul's life while Paul's being locked up.
他们传讲基督是想要在保罗的捆绑上加增更多的苦楚。
And so if you're the slave girl,
所以如果你是这个奴隶女孩的话，
you have seen how Paul was falsely accused in the marketplace.
你就见到过保罗是如何在公会中被污蔑的。
He was wrongly accused, mocked, and beaten up.
他被诬告，他被嘲笑，他被鞭打。
But you remember the experience when Paul cast out that evil spirit out of you. There is power in the name of Jesus.
但是你知道在神的话里有权柄，因为你看见了神是怎么样把你里面的那个邪灵赶出来的。
And you have seen how Paul lives with this desire to make Jesus known.
你也看见了保罗是如何一心为神而活，让耶稣的名被传扬。
And so you read in verse 18, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed.And in that, I rejoice.
所以七八节你就说，那又何妨呢？假意也好，真心也好，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，所以我要欢喜，还要再欢喜。
So you understand that Paul's joy does not come from the approval of men.
所以你知道，保罗的喜乐并不是来自于人的认可。
But Paul's joy comes from seeing the name of Jesus being lifted up.
但是保罗的喜乐看见，是因为看见神的名被传扬。
His joy comes from seeing people's life being changed by the gospel.
他的喜乐来自于看见福音是如何翻转人的生命。
So regardless of the circumstances, seeing people coming to know Jesus gives him the ultimate joy.
无论是怎么样的情况，只要看见有人来到耶稣面前，就能带给保罗极大的喜乐。
And in verse 19, we see Paul rejoicing again.
第十九节，我们看见保罗再次欢喜。
He's rejoicing for two reasons.
他欢喜因为两个原因。
Prayer from this church and God's Spirit.
这个教会的祷告和神的灵的帮助。
In verse 19, when he's speaking about his deliverance, he's not just talking about being released from the prison.
第十九节的时候，当他谈到他自己的得救的时候，他不仅仅是说从他并不是说，从监狱被释放。
But he's talking about his soul's safety and his own salvation.
他谈论的是他灵魂的救恩。
He's so convinced that nothing will cause him to lose his faith.
他非常的确定没有什么能让他失去信心。
He's certain that through the prayer of the church and God's Spirit inside of him, he's going to stand firm and God will protect him.
他非常的确定通过这个教会的祷告和在他里面神的灵，当他面对逼迫的时候，他能够站得住脚。
And so he knows through the prayer of the church and through God's Spirit, he will honor Jesus whether alive or dead.
所以他知道无论是生是死都能让基督在他身上照常显大，因为有这个教会的祷告以神的灵的帮助。
And when you have this assurance that nothing will take away your faith and your sonship and your daughtership and your position in Jesus,
当你有这样的一个确信的时候，你就知道你是属于他的，没有人能够把你从他生命中没有能把你从他身边夺走。
Nothing can separate you from God, and that gives you joy.
没有人能把你从神的身边夺走。
And Paul knows it's not about his own strength, but he has his people with him, and he has God's Spirit in him.
保罗知道这个力量不是从他而来的，这是因为他有弟兄姐妹，他也有神的灵在他里面。
And so I pray that there will come a time in your life.
我为你们祈求，我希望在你们的生命中有这么一天。
You just know for certain that God is taking a hold of you.
你就是知道是神在托住了你。
And you belong to Him.
你是属于他的。
And it doesn't matter if everyone tells you that you're being stupid and you shouldn't pursue Jesus this way.
就算别人都跟你说你真的很蠢，你根本没有必要这么努力的追求神，那对你来说有什么？
It doesn't bother you when people say, why are you spending so much time pursuing Jesus?
有些人会说你为什么花那么多时间来追求耶稣，这真的没必要。
It wouldn't bother you because you know you belong to him.
你觉得这对你毫无影响，因为你知道你是属于他的。
And you have God's Spirit in you.
神的灵住在你的里面。
And no one can take that away from you.
没有人能把它从你里面夺走。
As we wrap up this message, I have this quick illustration I want to do.
在我们结束今天讲到的时候，我想跟大家讲一个我就想跟大家 show 一个东西。
How many of you don't like egg tarts? I just raise your hand.
你们当中哪些人不喜欢蛋挞的？举手。
Okay, some of you can't eat eggs. I'm sorry.
哦，你不能够吃蛋。
How many of you like egg tarts?
你们有多少人喜欢蛋挞
？Okay, a lot of you like egg tarts.
哦，很多人都喜欢蛋挞。
All right, so hopefully this illustration will work.Because we're Chinese, right? We're mostly Chinese.
我希望这个例子能够
And even if you're not Chinese, you know, you should like egg tarts.
就算你不是中国人，你也应该喜欢蛋挞。
So I got some egg tarts here, right? And I love egg tarts.
我非常喜欢蛋挞。
I'm just going to take them out right here. Right. I actually have an extra one if anybody wants one.
我这里还有一个多余的，如果你们想要的话，可以来拿。
So I can tell you how good it is.
他们实在是太好吃了，我可以
告诉你们超好吃。And I can tell you the perfect ratio between sugar, milk, and egg, how to make this creamy filling.
我也可以告诉你要做这个美味的内馅的话，你需要多少糖、多少鸡蛋和多少牛奶。我可以告诉你他们的黄金比例。
And I can tell you if you like the Portuguese version, you probably have to add cream cheese into it.
我也可以告诉你应该怎么样去做它，你要怎么样用它的外皮，然后加上内馅。
And I can tell you all these wonderful things about egg tarts.
我可以告诉你关于这个蛋挞的所有的信息。
And you might say to me, "Wow, thank you. That sounds good."
你可能会对我说啊，谢谢你。那个这个听起来真的很不错。
Maybe I'll give it a try sometime.
也许有一天我会试着做做。
And you never did.
然后
You're just being polite.
你从来都没有空，你只是就是礼节性的回答一下。
Or you might say to me,
或者你也会跟我说
Wow, thank you.
谢谢你。
Can I have one?
你可以给我一个吗？
And so you take one.
谢谢，我拿了一个。
But then you forgot about it.
但是你完全忘记它了。
And when you come back to it, it's already moldy and spoiled.
在你过了一段时间，在想起它回来的时候，它已经发霉，已经变质了。
And so, nah, it's not as good as Andy says.
啊，你就说这根本没有 Andy 说的这么好吗？
And so you just toss it away.
你就把它扔掉了。
In both cases,
在上面两种情况
，you might thank me for sharing the idea of eating an egg tart.
你会感谢我，但是你感谢的是。我跟你讲的这个关于这个蛋挞的这个信息
，But you don't really experience the joy from eating it.
但是你却从来没有体会到真正吃它的乐趣。
Therefore, you're not really thanking me for it.
所以你并不是真正的在感谢我。
But maybe if you're like some of my youth,
但是如果你真的像一些这个年轻人，就
是青年人 ，who also love egg tarts,
他们也非常的喜
欢蛋挞。And you know who you are, you'll take this.
你就会拿着这个蛋挞。
And you're gonna take a bite out of it.
你就会咬它。
I know there's no food or drink in the sanctuary, but you know, just for illustration.
在这里不能够吃，但是。
Just for the sake of illustration, it is good.
非常好吃。I'm still eating.
Did you eat?
I did.
Okay, good.
So good.
What will you do with what you hear today?
所以你将怎么样回复今天所听到的信息
？Taste and see that the Lord is good.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道他真是美善的。
Paul has tasted and experienced the power of the gospel.
保罗尝到了，也体会到了福音的大能。
And he's taken a bite out of his egg tart, and he's full of joy.
当他吃了这口蛋挞的时候，他心里充满了喜乐。
And that is why he speaks with such boldness and joy when he says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
所以他能够放胆的和喜乐的说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
He says, "I don't really care whether I make it out alive or die in this trial."
他说，我能不能活着离开这个监狱已经不重要了。
It doesn't matter because Jesus Christ is being exalted.
他不重要的原因是因为基督已经被高举了。
Christ is being honored in my life and in my death.
神的名得到了荣耀，无论我是生是死。
Whether I am free or locked up，
不管我是被捆绑的还是自由的。
The gospel is advancing，
福音已经被传开了。
It is not about me，
不是跟我有关的。
But it's about the power of God，
而是与神的能力有关。
And as I've been praying all this week，
我这一整周都在祷告。
Because many of us will hear this message and you'll walk away and nothing changes。
我想我们当中的很多人今天听了这个信息，可能你们就忘记了，你们离开了，然后什么也不会改变。
You'll say, "Oh, that sounds good. I'll maybe try it sometime."
你可能会说，哦，这听起来很不错。等我有空的时候，我会来尝试做做的。
But I'm praying that some of you will be like Lydia.
但是我祷告，你们其中的一些人会像 Lydia.
That God opens your heart to pay attention.
神能够打开你的心扉，愿意来认识他。
As some of you will be like the slave girl.
我也祷告你们当中的有些人会像这个奴隶女孩。
As broken as you are, you get to experience the power of Christ.
虽然你是破碎的，但是你经历了神的大能。
Some of you may be like the jailer.
我也祷告，我希望你们中的有些人就像这个狱警一样。
That you receive this purpose that God has given you.
你能够让神的旨意在你的生命里通行。
How do I receive this kind of joy?
我应当怎么样做才能得到这样的喜乐呢？
If you don't have joy in your life, and you know when you don't have joy in your life.
如果你生命中是没有喜乐的，你是知道的，你非常的清楚你没有喜乐。
You know when you're empty inside. You don't need someone to tell you.
你也知道你里面是空虚的，不用别人告诉我，你就知道你里面是空洞的。
And because when you're empty,And you don't have joy, you're going to try to hold on to whatever gives you some satisfaction.
因为当你没有喜乐，里面空虚的时候，你想要紧紧抓住那些能给你快乐的东西。
But this morning, God is saying there is this special kind of joy.
但是今天早上，神告诉你，这里有一种特殊的、超然的喜乐。
A kind of joy that only comes when you are in Christ and living for Christ.
那个唯一的这个喜乐，只有在当你在基督里的时候，你才能得到。
So you receive this kind of joy by asking this question.
所以你想要得到这样的喜乐，你就问这样的一个问题。
What must I do to be saved?
我当怎样行才能得救？
And you turn your life to Jesus.
你把你的生命转向耶稣。
You start by becoming partakers of the gospel.
你开始在福音的事工上有份。
And I pray that God will give you the desire to see other people experience the same transformation as you.
希望神能给你这样的一个感动，让你愿意去看到其他人也能经历你这样生命的翻转。
Last time I checked, we all live in America.
我们知道我们都住在美国。
And people are not going to know the gospel just because you live a good Christian life.
人不会因为你就过了一个美好的基督徒生活就认识神。
They're not even going to know that you're a Christian.
他们可能根本都不知道你是基督徒。
So you become partaker of the gospel.
所以你要在福音的事工上有份。
By praying for your friends and your family.
开始为你的家人，为你的朋友祷告。
So they'll come to know Jesus.
所以他们就能来就近耶稣，认识耶稣。
I'm a very simple-minded person.
我是一个想法非常简单的人。
Nothing super complicated.
没有什么东西是对我来说是太复杂的。
Right, so how do you become partaker? You start by sharing your life story and the good news to your friends and family with words and actions.
你开始用言语，用行动向你的亲人们，向你的朋友们去介绍耶稣，去传扬福音，开始在福音的事工上有份。
It's really as simple as, hey, friend.
这个真的是非常简单的一件事，就像你说，嘿，朋友。
There's something that's important to me I want to share with you.
有件事对我来说非常重要，我也想把它跟你分享。
Because I love you because you're my friend and I care about you.
因为我真的爱你，我在乎你，你是我的朋友。
It doesn't get very complicated.
这真的是一件很简单而不复杂的事。
But it's very scary, isn't it?
但是它也有点可怕，不是吗？
You start...by offering to pray for your coworkers or strangers you meet in the supermarket.
你开始会为你的同事或者是你在超市里遇见的陌生人来祷告。
You start by loving and laying down your life for those who are very, very different from you.
你开始去爱那些跟你截然不同的人，你甚至愿意为他们舍命。
And you keep this joy going by living your life worthy of the gospel.
让你长久有这样喜乐的秘诀就是活出与福音相称的生活。
So this looks like growing in your love with knowledge and discernment.
就是让你们的爱心在各样的知识和见识上多而又多。
Living with excellence, approving what is excellent.
使你们可以分辨是非。
Being pure and blameless, preparing for eternity.
成为诚实无可指责的人。
Living with the fruit of righteousness.
靠着耶稣结满了仁义的公义的果子。
Living with the purpose of bringing glory to God.
使神得着荣耀和赞美。
And this is what Paul tells the CEO lady, the slave girl, and the jailer.
这就是保罗跟这个 CEO 女士、跟这个奴隶女孩和这个狱警所说的。
You're all very different.
你们非常的不一样。
But that's why I am so joyful.
但是这正是我喜乐的原因。
Because the gospel has power to break through all the barriers.
因为神的大能能够冲破所有的障碍。
And brings you all together.
把你们带到聚到一起。
That is how we feel our joy.
那就是我喜乐的来源。
As different as we are,
虽然我们各不相同,
we stand firm in one spirit.
我们同一的心智,
with one mind.
我们站立得稳, 有同一的心智,
striving side by side for the faith of the gospel and not frightened by your opponents.
为福音的信仰来齐心努力, 凡事也不怕敌人的惊吓。
The CEO lady, the slave girl, the jailer,
这个 CEO 女士，这个奴隶女孩和这个狱警
，We're going to lay aside our difference.
我们将把我们的不同完全放在一边。
We're going to love one another.
我们要彼此相爱。
We're going to come together and to tell others about Jesus without fear.
我们要一起向别人传扬福音。
The gospel is the basis of our joy.
我们喜乐的根基就是福音。
Living for Christ is what fuels our thanksgiving.
为神而活就是我们感恩的动力。
So what will you do this morning?
所以你将如何回应今天的信息呢？
We're going to close our eyes to pray.
我们要让我们闭上眼睛，我们一起来祷告。
And I want to give you space to respond.
我希望给你们一点时间来回复。
And so as a response, if you're not yet a Christian,
如果你还不是一个基督徒，
but you know God is speaking to you,
但是你知道神在对你的心说话。
And you're ready to experience this transformation.
你已经准备好想要经历这个生命翻转改变的大能。
Surrender your life and believe Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
你愿意降服在耶稣面前，承认他为你的主。
In a moment when we pray, I want to invite you to go ahead and stand up.
当我们祷告的时候，我想邀请你站起来。
And if you're a Christian,
如果你已经是一个基督徒了，
and you had never experienced this kind of unceasing joy,
但是你还从来没有体会过这样永不止息的喜乐，
and you want today to be the start of something new,
你希望今天是一个新的一天，新的开始，
a day where you become partaker of the gospel,
你想要在福音的事工上有份。
I want you to stand up as well.
我希望你也能够站起来。
So I'm going to have the piano going. The worship thing is going to come up in a little bit. And I just want you guys to close your eyes and pray.
让我们的敬拜团队到台上来，大家闭眼开始祷告。
We're going to pray, and
让我们一起来祷告。
If you want to respond to this message, this is a time where you can stand up.
如果你想要回应今天的信心，就请你站起来。
Father God,
我们天上的天父，
we thank you because your word has power.
我们感谢你，因为你的话带着大能。
Your word gives us purpose.
你的话语传达了你的旨意。
And some of us, we live a life without joy.
我们中间的很多人，我们活着没有任何的喜乐。
I pray that your word will penetrate through our heart.
我祷告求你的话能够震撼他们的心。
That we live with power, we live with purpose.
我们能够活着，能够经历你的大能，我们能够顺从你的旨意。
To see Jesus being exalted.
我们看见，我们能够看见耶稣被高举。
So far, I pray for all these who are standing up.
主啊，我为我们站起来的所有人来祷告。
Father, some of these people, they don't know you. It's the first time they're hearing about you.
他们中间的有些人，他们还不认识，这是他们第一次听见福音。
But you loved them before creation.
主啊，你在他们生下来之前就爱了他们。
You chosen them, you called them out of darkness to go into light.
你拣选了他们，你把他们从黑暗中带到光明里。
So Father, will you just reveal yourself to them right now?
主啊，求你充满他们，你的灵来充满他们。
As they stand up, they want to know you more.
他们站起来了，他们想要多的认识你。
They want today to be the day where they surrender your life.
他们今天愿意将他们降服在你的面前，向你献上他们的生命。
Father, I pray that your power, your purpose, your truth will take a hold of them.
主啊，我祷告，求你的大能，求你的旨意，求你的真理，能够紧紧地抓住他们。
That your spirit will enter into them.
你的灵能够进入他们的心。
Father, we thank you for your good.
主啊，我们谢谢你。你是如此的美善。
And we thank you, we praise you. Pray all in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你，奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm gonna sing the last song and
我们来唱最后一首歌。
And everybody can stand up. And if you stood up.For those that stood up earlier, if you want to pray with somebody, you want to talk to somebody, whether it's your first time hearing about Jesus and you want to know more about Jesus, or if it's the second, the third, the fourth, the 100th time and you want to have this joy, I'm going to be up here. I'll probably ask like some of the pastors or elders to be up here. So like if you want someone to pray with you, talk to you, I'll be here and we'll be here to pray with you and talk with you.
刚刚站起来的那些人，如果你们想要跟人沟通，想要更多的认识耶稣，我会站在这里。你们想要第一次、第二次、第三次，甚至100次认识耶稣，我都愿意跟你们去谈讲耶稣。然后我就会在这里，我也会请我们的一些牧者和长老们上来。
And with that, thank you for coming. Happy Thanksgiving. Are there any announcements?
谢谢。今天讲到结束。
Praise God.
感恩节快乐。
最后用我们就用主祷文一起 来祷告，我们就用主祷文一起祷告啊！我们一起用主祷文来祷告。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远，阿们。